I don't know. It depends. Where do you think the pressure's coming from? The players put the pressure on themselves. The pressure from outside is what it may be. But really, the pressure is on these players. They want to be the best. They want to be, you know, in the best games of the year. And the final, the Ireland final, is the best place to be. And, you know, I don't think it's a pressure that's going to, you know, be difficult for them. It's going to be a pressure to look forward to. I mean, it is such a privilege and such a gift to be in an Ireland final. And maybe when we look back to the noughties, we didn't fully appreciate that we got three in 5 years and three finals and were successful in them. Maybe just when you're in the middle of that, you don't appreciate just how difficult it can be to get back there. But now we know. We know what 10 years of trying is all like. And we're so, so happy to be there. But we do want to make sure that we give of our best when we are there. So there is pressure to that extent. We need to perform. The other thing too is we weren't pleased with ourselves when we were three up. We could have gone four up because then it was going to take two scores to even get a draw. But when we missed that and they went back and got a score and then got another score, a two-point game was a very dangerous game because a goal was going to beat you. A three-point game, at least a goal wasn't going to put you out there and then. So it was a very dangerous. A two-point lead is a serious thing to be taken into the last minutes of an Ireland semi-final. But we did it, and we survived, and we thank God for that. We would feel we underperformed greatly, and I'm sure Dublin performed to a high level. And so I think a combination of those two things made it a non-contest. And that's unfortunate, because nobody wants to come to a big match and know the result of it by half-time. That doesn't please anybody, so except the team that's in the position to win it at half-time. It doesn't please the rest of the country. So we would like to be competitive. We'd like to think that we'd be part of a very good All-Ireland final. If we do our very best, you know, I think we should be within touching distance of Dublin, and that would be good. There's many players who have lots of abilities, you know, either as going forward or a defensive job or a man-marking job. You need that because sometimes there's a lot of jobs to be done, a lot of fires to be put out in any given day. So, but it's just very good to be here, and it's very good to be looking forward to 3 weeks that I hope the colour will burst out in Tyrone, and it'll be nice to see a lot of red and white around the countryside. We didn't read exactly a 12-point defeat into that match last year. A lot of people did, and a lot of people reminded of us for the last 12 months. But we didn't feel that we were 12 points worse team than Dublin, even with that result. Now we don't feel that we're necessarily just a 3-point team with Dublin because of what happened in Omagh. There are different days, different scripts, different everything. This is a new game in a new situation where Dublin are so comfortable because they've been there so often recently. So it's a whole different complexion of a day. We need to just work on how we can be the best we can be on that day, and let's see what it brings. If you've been in four semi-finals and come home with nothing to do for the next month after, only watch other teams go, there's an awful sense of anti-climax for the people. We know the people of Tyrone, they love their football and they love to get energised by it. And honestly, we felt this last number of years that we kind of let them down somehow. They just wanted to get expressing themselves in terms of being there on an Ireland final day. Maybe we got a wee bit spoiled with three and 5 years in the noughties, but it's still, there's a longing within the people of Tyrone to be at a day like the All-Ireland final day. And we always felt we were playing for them. That's what we do it for. We don't do it for ourselves. The players don't do it for themselves. They do it for those good people who travel miles and miles to support us. People who have family issues that football brings them some consolation, you know. So, you know, it's not about just Gaelic games. It's not just about playing football. It's about the well-being of the people of your county. I mean, it's a fine line, especially in a game like that where it's so close. One or two little things done differently and there's a different outcome. And I'm not sitting here at all, but it's Malachy O'Rourke and it's Mullen who are preparing to go to the Ireland final. That's just it. But I think the experience we have over the last number of years, you have to take some value to that. Otherwise, it's a wasted experience. So I think, you know, that longing was within these players to be in a final. That was their dearest wish at the start of every year, but this year particularly, and to try and rectify the situation that we left our county with at last year's semi-final.